This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So making headlines this week is this study that if you work long hours, you're at risk of getting a stroke. Well, everybody's blood pressure already rose with that one. I think the majority of us qualify, unfortunately, with this. And I just kind of want to break it down. I talked a little bit about this yesterday, but I know it's kind of causing a little bit of panic. And so let's just kind of break it down. It's a lot of it's common sense. I think we know, you know, what our risk factors are, but I'll just review them, okay? But this was a study out of France. Speaking of which, I'm learning how to speak French. Because I'm going to be going to France today, and tomorrow when we land, get this. Okay, j'ai hams de croissant. I want two croissants. See, is that good? All right, is it good? Is that j'ams? Je ne sais pas. I can say that, but I want to like order croissants and chocolate, and I want like meat. Yeah. All right. So anyway, dessert with chocolate, chocolat. So I'm trying to learn some French. Anyway, this was a French study, and they said that if you worked more than 10 hours a day for at least 50 days a year, you increase your stroke risk considerably. How they did this was they looked at 1,200 people, and they looked at 143,000 adults, and 1,200 ended up having a stroke. Especially the ones working long hours for 10 years or more. Okay, I mean, we talked about this. We, you know, the whole 9 to 5, I've never really worked a 9 to 5 job in my life. I get up at 5, start prepping about 6, might see some telemedicine patients, get to the studio, you know, then do the rest of my day, go to bed at 10, 11. I work throughout the day. If you've been to medical school, those are 36-hour shifts. That was rough. Unfortunately, though, you're at 29% greater risk of stroke if you work long hours, and if you've worked over 10 years that way, 45% greater risk of stroke. Part-time workers were excluded from the study. So 10 years of long working hours, what are they trying to tell us? Are they trying to tell us we work too much? Do we work too much? I mean, in the olden days, you got up, you know, when the rooster said, cock-a-doodle-doo, you'd get up and you'd farm your farm, and then you would deal with the farm all day long, and then at night, you'd put the animals to bed. You'd eat dinner. You'd still do some stuff before you went to bed. You went to bed. You know, and also, what is work? Okay, is it work going to the office and playing solitaire? Or is it dealing with the kids, doing their homework? I mean, when you come home from work, when I would come home from work, it was still work. I had to do algebra. You know, I had to help them with their paper mache or their diorama or their poster. You know, or deal with some family members, whatever. And so, you know, maybe it's we're not really putting a lot of our day towards something we like to do, and we're doing most of our day something we have to do. But then again, I mean, that's just life, people. So what is a stroke, and what are they talking about? Well, there are two major types of stroke, obviously. You got the ischemic and you got the hemorrhagic. So the ischemic stroke is where you stop blood flow to the brain. Hemorrhagic stroke is where you bleed in the brain. So a stroke is lack of blood flow and oxygen to a part of the brain. And it'll happen if there's a clot or if there's a bleed. Because if you're bleeding around the brain, it's not going to feed the brain with oxygen that you need. Now, 80% of strokes are the clot, the ischemic kind, or the lack of blood flow. and then 20% are the hemorrhagic. And so signs, pretty scary stuff. You know, if you have a stroke, depending on the side of the body, you're going to have numbness. You're going to have garbled speech. You're going to have loss of balance, obviously, loss of tone. You could have vision issues, headache, blurry vision. Your tongue may go to one side. And so, you know, losing control of half your body is some pretty significant stuff. But unfortunately, sometimes with mini strokes, you don't see it. So you'll hear of cases where a husband will receive a text from his wife and it just doesn't make any sense. It's like, wait a second. She really knows how to nag and enunciate perfectly. So my husband knows if I ever send him a garbled text, call 911 because it means I'm having a stroke. I have a little baby blood vessel that is never supposed to bleed from what I understand. But I told him if I ever act funny, that's kind of, you know, just be on the lookout. So, you know, we have to treat the stroke depending on what's causing it. So if you have an ischemic stroke, we have to break up the clot, aspirin, TPA, things like that. If you have a bleeding stroke, we have to embolize or clip or do something with the vessel. But what are risk factors? Why is working over 10 hours a day putting you at risk for stroke? Well, risk factors for stroke are high blood pressure, a family history of stroke, if you smoke, if you drink, if you have diabetes, if you have an abnormal heart rhythm like atrial fibrillation, because atrial fibrillation, rather than ba-boom, ba-boom with your heart, you have like a misfiring, so it's ba-boom, 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 ba-boom. So the blood slashes, doesn't know what the hell to do, starts to coagulate, and then when you get a good pump, it goes up and can cause a clot. Drugs, smoking, obesity can put you at risk for stroke, stress, sleep apnea. If you're over 55, African Americans are more at risk than Caucasians or Hispanics, but everybody's at risk. We see men more affected than women because it still can affect women. But the big things, you know, I notice is blood pressure, stress, cardiovascular disease, having heart disease and clogged arteries and high cholesterol and all that. So maybe those of us that work more hours a day, we're not really doing the whole, I'm going to cook dinner, I'm going to eat slow, I'm going to take my time having a salad for lunch. I'm going to have a glass of wine and relax after dinner. I don't do that. I don't take an hour and drink. I don't like wine. I mean, some wines maybe, but that's just not me. I'm like, if I got an hour, I'm going to get stuff done. So, you know, for those of you that work long hours, this is a significant study. And so, you know, make sure you're healthy, right? And, you know, make sure you have some fun during your day. Or try to have fun at work. That's what I do. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, right now, we have, we've been online. We've been Facebooking live. And I believe we've been talking about suicide, and we have here, and I apologize, I want to make sure I get his title right. I've known Kevin for years. We have Kevin Child here to talk to us about suicide. Kevin, thank you for joining us. We really appreciate it. I'm trying to find your title again. I apologize. So just introduce yourself if you don't mind.
Hi, my name is Kevin Child, former school board trustee of the Clark County School District, of the fifth largest school district. And I'm also the chairman of the Nevada Youth Suicide Prevention Task Force.
That's right.
And yep. It just touches my heart when we talk about our youth nowadays. And I love how you talked about the other day about wussies. And we need to teach resiliency. And that's another thing I think you and I can agree on about helping our kids out. And it's that social emotional learning. So I'll let you go ahead and take over now. I'm sorry.
No, that's great. So Kevin, tell, what do you do? So yeah, so teen suicide is up, youth suicide, age 15 to 44. And so what does your task force do? And God bless you for doing it, you know?
Well, number one, it builds the coalitions that people are always been working in silos. We want to be the center hub that where the information, where it comes in, and we can help out where the people need to go. And it doesn't matter if it's youth, and it's also adults. Because remember, we lose a lot of our veterans to suicide. Mm-hmm. And these are the things that, but if we can stop it at the youth level, oh my gosh, it's a huge thing. And, you know, and I got really into this because I did lose my late wife to suicide, and it was over opioid drugs. So do I know some of the stuff? And I always tell people when they say, I can feel your, I know what you're going through. I go, tell me what I'm going through. Because, you know, 10 years later, I still don't. But I'm always asking the questions. I'm asking how we can help others out. Because
you know,
if
Kevin,
when you stop that,
yeah,
then
yeah.
What?
No, Kevin, you know, you brought up a good point. I mean, what you talk about how you guys get them sent to resources. And I know we have listeners throughout the country, but in our neck of the woods in Nevada, do we have enough resources? I mean, what are you seeing in terms of, places where we can send these kids that are having trouble? Do we have enough out there?
Yes, we do, because we have actually reduced the youth suicide rate in Nevada here because of some of our programs that we have, and we need to do more. You know, you can never have enough, but
right.
We need to do more throughout the country, though, because these kids are hurting. And what our biggest thing is, people yell and scream about guns. It's the cell phones. It's the likes on Instagram or Facebook. If they post something, they don't get enough likes or something.
Right.
That's what happens. The self-esteem plays into fact. And I think you know a lot about self-esteem. Everybody knows. Because about 83% of the people that live in this world suffer from self-esteem. They won't say it, but because they have resiliency, or they have a little bit more, you know, they were taught, suck it up, do something different. And our kids nowadays, like you were talking about the other day, we need to show these kids they have to have resiliency. And you use that word in them. And
I was
talking about students.
You know, give them a role in society. You know, when the kids, they go to school and then they come home and do homework and their parents are like, you know, just leave this to the grown-ups. And then the kids don't get to, you know, be on their own till they're 18, 19. You know, they don't own anything. They don't have, I mean, I remember when I was little, I started a lemonade business we got to do more. Now kids are getting fined for doing a lemonade stand on a sidewalk. And it's like, give kids a bigger role in society. Let them think they have worth, because at this point they're considered second class citizens. And I'm sorry, a 16-year-old boy or girl is built like an adult. They have the mind, they have the metabolism, they have the creativity, they have the body to do a lot more than they're doing. But what do? We have them sitting behind a desk doing algebra for 8 hours.
Yeah, and then plus those are our high output kids, I call them. Those are kids that if they don't measure up, those are kids that can commit suicide. And the problem is most people are afraid to talk about suicide. They think it's a disease. It's not a disease. It's an emotion. And I tell parents, and parents, if you're listening, really quick, just put your thinking caps on or put some listening ears on us and put your Mickey Mouse ears on. You've got to ask your son or daughter if they've ever thought about committing suicide.
Right.
Don't be afraid of what they say, but when they come back and say yes, don't freak out. Don't freak out. Just say okay, and then start talking to them. Because this is the problem that we don't have in our society about talking to our kiddos. Our kiddos they'll talk. They will talk to you. It's just that the parents are not educated enough to how to talk to their own son or daughter.
That's true. That's true. And
because,
if you don't think your kid will talk to you, get them to somebody that they will talk to, an aunt, a cousin, a social worker, because, yeah, you're right. These kids will tell you, and you don't have to say, look, have you ever thought of killing yourself? You could also bring it up like, you know, well, you know, did you ever think that afterlife would be better than your life here? Have you ever thought leaving, you know?
Yep, and it's like you said, there's no good, bad, right, or wrong, but if you have to ask those questions, again, they're not going to catch the disease. You know, it's just like your friend, an adult. If you're seeing an adult or even a kid do something different, you kind of go, they're not talking to you or they're doing, they're going into the room. Even the adult, check them out. Say, hey, are you going through some depression? Are you, you know, what's happening to you? Because we're here to help you. And if I can't help you, we can get help. And that whole thing is about we can get help because there's so many resources out there to help everyone out, not just the youth, but parents too.
We're talking to Kevin Child on the Teen Suicide Task Force in Nevada. Kevin, how are these kids killing themselves? What are the ways they're doing it?
Well, the number one is they can cut themselves. They hang themselves. They you know, there's been places where they'll fix it. They'll go into the garage, start the car up. Mm-hmm. They do they take pain pills. The biggest thing is the pain pills, the heroin, the crack. That, you know, they just get, you know, laced into with, they just overload themselves. And again, it's really, you know, again, we have to build more awareness. And this is what we've been doing in Nevada because we're dropping that rate. And I'm really, it's just not me. It's a team effort.
Fantastic.
It's people like you getting the message out. Yep. It's people like you getting the message out and not being afraid to talk about it. Years ago, when, you know, I'm almost 60, and everybody was afraid to see the C word, and that was the cancer word. You know what? Now we say cancer every single day. It's a part of our life, and we're always looking for something better to heal somebody. And people like you, doctors that have, you know, that have amazing places where, like Touro University, they're always looking for certain ways to cure all these diseases. And remember, I don't know if it's a disease, but like I said, it's a mental issue. And these are the things that we need to focus on more than, you know, I tell people, I love politics and I get tired of people when they blame an apparatus, blame the mind, blame the issue, the health issue, because you can put a rock down and it's the person that picks up the rock and throws it. And why did that person pick up the rock? Why did the kid pick up the phone and write the nasty things? Why did that child pick up their gun and pull the trigger? It's the mental issue. Mm-hmm. And these are the things that our Congress, our senators, and our politicians are not addressing. And it's such a shame because they think it's the apparatus. It's not. It's the human being. Because we're always human doing. Yeah, we're always being a human doer. We're human beings. We always want to be connected.
So, Kevin, if people want to know more, how could they find you?
They can call me on my cell phone. I have it open, and I will get people to the – it's 702-768-5412. And I will direct them. I know every, you know, possible place to get help for everybody. Even if you're out of state, I will help you. This is how passionate I am about whole, you know.
Can they find you on Facebook or Twitter? Do you have Facebook or Twitter?
They can go on my Twitter account. It's Battleborn Child. And I'm always battling something because I love our kiddos. And I do love our adults, but our adults need to say, it's like I've always said, we need to train our adults when they have kids. No one ever gives them the manual.
No.
I think when you're born, you should have
the placenta. There's no instructions that come out. Yeah, exactly. Kevin, we're coming up on heartbreak. Thank you, man. Thank you, man, for all you do.
And
we really, really appreciate it. Thanks for all your great work.
You guys have a great weekend. Take care. Have a safe travel.
You too. You too. Thank you. Thank you. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. Well, that was fantastic. Guys, keep the calls coming. I'd love to hear from you and the great work you're doing. That was Kevin Child, and we'll go from there. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In the words of President Trump, the U.S. was cocked and loaded for retaliatory airstrikes against Iran overnight after Iran shot down an unmanned U.S. drone on Wednesday. Trump tweeting this morning that he canceled the airstrikes at the last minute because it would not be proportionate to the shooting down of an unmanned drone. He said he was told that an estimated 150 people would die at the three sites that were going to be targeted in Iran. That drone went down in the Straits of Hormuz. The Pentagon called it unprovoked and irresponsible. Iran says it was in its airspace. The U.S. says it was in international airspace. Two explosions shake a major refinery in southwest Philadelphia. They happen at about 4 a.m. Hours later, a huge fire is still burning there. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Captain Obvious, and every day thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like a picture of Kyle pretending to put his fingers on top of another national monument, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Kyle, it's that you hate that he's there, and you are sitting in a bathroom stall at work. Don't hate like Kyle's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I am very, very flexible with my political positions, especially when it comes to the police. And whatever the police want, you tell me, and that's how I'll vote, okay? Because honestly, you guys have enough on your plate. And so when I hear that people say, well, police need to do this, and they need to give the Narcan, and they need to, you know, help people out with their addiction, and they need to talk to them, I'm like, okay, whoa. Let's ask the police what they want, what they have time for, what they need, okay? I mean, what do police need? Their job is to keep the streets safe. Right? And to be there for us when we're getting attacked or robbed or whatever, right? And, we need to really, you know, stop and think before we start volunteering our already strapped and overworked men and women in blue to, do extra duties. However, this might actually work. Okay, they got this program. It's called the Police Addiction Resource Program. where this is kind of interesting. And again, if the police don't like it, I'll back you up. But they may be onto something here. Apparently, story starts out, according to Fox News, as there's apparently a methadone mile. It's like a Boston area. I didn't know that. I've been to Boston multiple times. I didn't know there was a methadone mile. And 39-year-old Tyshawn Perryman said he is now a changed man. About 4 years ago, he was picked up by police on a misdemeanor charge. An officer sat him down in a holding room at the police station. The police asked to come in and said to me, hey, listen, sit down and talk with me. We want to help and support you. Perryman, the guy was shocked. That conversation convinced him to go get treatment for his addiction. Now, almost 4 years into his recovery, he walks the streets he once sat on, working with the Boston police to reach out to people whose shoes he once walked in. Very cool. Says it gives him hope to lead them to believe that they could do the same thing. So as the addiction epidemic across the country spreads and breaks records, they say police departments are rethinking their approach to how they interact with people with substance abuse disorder. Instead of arresting them, they are urging them to get treatment and helping them get into recovery. So that's something that I think a lot of us have kind of grappled with. If somebody is selling drugs to a minor, if somebody's selling drugs or getting people hooked or, you know, yeah, okay, those are crimes. But somebody using, you know, throwing them in jail, does that really help them? But getting them into rehab and then having them turn around and help others, that could be pretty damn cool. It's called the Police Assisted Addiction and Recovery Initiative's Recovery Corps Program. Better known as So anyway, I don't know if that's how they pronounce it, but it's an AmeriCorps-affiliated program that places volunteers like Tyshawn in police departments across the country as a resource for their communities. Now, by the way, I've told you this. If you've ever been raped, if you've ever been attacked, if you've ever, you know, been in jail for something, if you've ever been a victim of something that, you know, you wish didn't happen to you, one way to recover is to warn others or to teach others. You know, people always go, why me? Why did this happen to me? Why did it happen to me? Because you can now turn around and you can now protect others. Maybe it happened to you because you were, you know, I'll talk to people about this. I'm like, you know, maybe the reason why it happened to you, you know, because a lot of people believe in God and they believe that things happen for a reason. They're like, why would God do this to me? And I'm like, well, maybe it's not that he did it to you. Maybe it happened. But you're strong and you are one, if it is going to happen, can then turn around and save others. Maybe that was your mission. I don't know. And it amazes me when people, rather than going into a depression, can like turn around and go, okay, you know what? There's a reason for this. There's a purpose now to my life, and I can make something bad into something good. So this initiative was born in Gloucester County, Massachusetts, and now has expanded to police departments in Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Maine, Michigan, Rhode Island, Wisconsin, Washington, and other places in Massachusetts. There's another program called Straight to Treatment, launched in March in Burlington County, New Jersey. In both programs, people can come into the police station, surrender their drugs, and get referred to treatment, facing no questions or criminal charges. Some departments have also started to reach out to those who know they know are addicted or were recently saved from overdose, directing them into treatment. But they say the approach is drawing controversy. There's an uproar in Seattle after police in the city stopped charging people for possession of small drugs, heroin, meth, crack. Critics argue that the party has exacerbated the city's addiction and homeless problem. So you see, you know, once you start going, okay, this is a good idea, this could work, and then all of a sudden, like, well, no, once you decriminalize, are we seeing increase in rates? Well, apparently in Seattle, they say yes. Critics of the problem say the hands-off approach has made some areas unlivable. The approach, they claim, is not holding people accountable for their actions and leading people to believe that they can take drugs and face no consequences. Now, that is an unintended consequence of something like this, unfortunately. Todd Wibke, a former police officer in Seattle, told the Washington Post recently that while well-intentioned, the non-arrest approach is causing property crimes to go up as people commit crimes to fuel their addictions. Okay, but see, here's the thing. Again, I'm not trying to take one side versus the other. Again, I mean, if the police want to do this, I'm going to support the police. If the police are like, no, that's not going to work. I'll support you with that, too. But what I don't understand is when somebody has an addiction, if you tell them you could go to jail, that doesn't, when you are addicted to a narcotic and you're in a crap load of pain, you don't really care about, okay, well, I'll be in jail. I mean, when you're in pain, you're like, I'll do, I don't think the threat of going to jail scares the average addict who feels like they're going to die when they go through withdrawal. But I do see that people go, well, you know what, now that if I have the drugs, I'm not really going to get in trouble if I'm holding them. And I could see how criminals could take advantage of the law. So I could see that. So apparently he said he's gotten to the point in Seattle where children walk past needles to get home. So Todd Wickby, a former police officer, says as a society, the way we are treating the weakest among us is to allow them to live off the side of the road. Those conditions we have created are built off narcotics. Those in favor of the program say much of the focus is centered around people with substance abuse and changing the perception of the police. So the reason why I think this could actually work, or maybe we just need to change, maybe I can extrapolate this to other things in life, is remember how your parents would tell you stuff and you were like, okay, you know, it's coming from my parents, I don't want to listen. But all of a sudden a policeman would tell you something, or a fireman, or an aunt, and you're like, oh, well then I guess it's true. I don't know if you guys ever saw Father of the Bride, Steve Martin's telling his daughter to get a jacket, the boyfriend goes, oh, you need a jacket, it's, oh, really? It's like, sometimes you need an outside person telling you something. I can't tell you how many times I've been asked to speak on something, because it came from an outsider, or a radio host, a personality, or whatever, it got listened to. I was asked to speak at a church on premarital sex, and, you know, they had been talking about and, you know, preaching about, you know, how, you know, there could be increased risk of, you know, STDs and things like that when you have premarital sex or whatever. I come in and I tell them how, you know, I'm a big fan of, you know, waiting until you're married. And it was like, whoa. Yeah, sometimes it just takes one other person. So a police officer going, look, I don't want to bust you. I want to get you help. That might just blow people's minds. The only problem is we don't want our police force to be looked upon as counselors. The police have enough to do. We want our police to kind of be, you know, people that you just don't mess with. A little formidable. So, if this is something the force likes, great. If not, I'll, you know, you tell me. I'll vote one way or the other. 1-877, Dr. Dollar, don't go away.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're in the summer, right? Okay, I think we can all agree we're in the summer, right? So, you know, we talked about drowning, and we talk about, you know, heat illness and all that, and I'm about to go on vacation. So unfortunately, you guys are going to be hearing some of the best ofs, okay? But still, you can still call in with your questions. You can still email. I'll still be putting stuff up on Facebook Live, hopefully as we see the beaches of Normandy and things like that and some really cool stuff. I'm not sure what I'm going to post of the red light district in Amsterdam, so don't get too excited about that. But summer is very important to me as a doctor because our flu vaccine is being produced now as we speak. They're making our next flu vaccine. And I'm scared to death of the flu. Not just for me, but for all you all. Right? I do not want another 80,000 death year, or from what I'm being told, 60,000 deaths this year. So one way we could kind of get a grip on what our next flu season will be is to look at Australia and what's going on down under. Because if Australia is having a bad flu season, we're going to have a bad flu season. So what scoop do we have? Well, remember, okay, June, July, this is where we're at right now. We're officially in summer, I think, as of today, right? I don't know. So we're officially in summer, and we're being told that already there's about 38 deaths to the flu in Australia, and they also say that there's been an early spike to their flu season. So Medscape reports that the number of influenza cases in parts of the southern hemisphere has spiked early this season. Media reports from areas of Australia in the past week have described a surge in demand for hospital beds, and emergency departments are getting flooded with people presenting with flu-like symptoms. The Australian government's Department of Health reported high levels of flu activity for the time of the year compared to previous years, with the majority of cases, 81%, being influenza A. Now, remember, influenza A is usually your H1N1, H3N2. That's kind of the usual A. A does the majority of the epidemics, okay? Even though our vaccine covers for A and B, A's, you know, that's no shock. But they say it's still not possible to predict the potential severity of the season at this stage. All we know right now is they're starting to have deaths over there. And what happens in Australia precedes us. Okay, it's not the opposite. Kind of, you know, you think, okay, well, you know, it happened here, and then the flu should dissipate, and then go and attack Australia. It doesn't do that. It hits Australia first, and then it comes to us. So Australia will always precede us. And the New Zealand's Ministry of Health, and New Zealand, don't want to forget New Zealand, New Zealand's Ministry of Health said this week that some practices had run out of the flu vaccine. Experts agree that the flu season started early, and that careful monitoring is needed to see if it has implications for our 2019-2020 flu season in our northern hemisphere. But it remains unclear whether the experiences of Australia and New Zealand mean that the flu is currently more severe than in previous years. It's too short to tell. In Hong Kong, for instance, overall seasonal influenza activity remained below the baseline level up until the week ending June 8th. Now, I'm not sure what that has to do with. I kind of see, but basically, in America, we were still having flu in June. So I was still seeing cases of flu. It wasn't as severe as the influenza A. I think we might have had influenza B, but we had flu kind of late this year. So what do we know right now? Well, this upward curve has started considerably earlier in previous years. We don't know what that means. But we usually don't see a spike. So basically, I know we think June is like to our December there, and we usually start seeing spikes in December and January, but January is one of the biggest flu months. I'm thinking that's kind of like what's going on down under. So they say it could mean that it started earlier and will peak at the same time, or it'll just be broader spread, maybe no greater numbers. So basically, all that means is if it does start early, maybe it'll end early, or maybe it is more virulent. They say it could be that the whole season's outbreak is going to occur and peak earlier than it's previously done, which could then catch people off guard who haven't gotten the flu vaccine, which is probably why everybody's rushing to get it now. They say that could be quite a major change from the pattern they've seen. Usually respiratory viruses are pretty consistent, so they're not sure. Is there any indication that when flu does spike earlier in the season, it might indicate that the flu will be more burdensome? No. So right now, we still can't tell. They say, so is it the case? Hold on a second. I'm having a little issue here with my computer. Parts of Australia with hospitals being inundated may not mean they'll continue to be inundated, but that they are just busier than normal at this point in the season. So we can't say for sure, okay, they're busy, but are they busy because of flu or are they busy because of other things? So flu activity being higher now could signify that we might have an issue. But what I like about this is we take Australia's flu and make our flu shot out of it, from what I'm understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong. So if it started to peak early, and we think we got as close to the virus as possible, our flu vaccine might be better this year. So that's what I would predict, assuming that the powers that be do it right. The only thing is some of these influenza A's are pretty wily suckers. So like the H3N2 mutates fast. So what happened 2 years ago when our flu shot wasn't that good, and our flu shot was last year, but it really sucked a couple of years ago, was the H3N2 virus that we used from Australia started to mutate before we even finished the vaccine. So we finished the vaccine, and it's already a newer form of H3N2. There's nothing you could do. We got to start selling the flu vaccine in August, distributing it in September, October. So right now, H3N2 seems to be more predominant. H3N2 is a nastier one, okay? So we'll keep you guys posted, but it's interesting. Now, this article came out. All right, again, I like to watch what happens in foreign countries. One, because I'm going to one, but the other is because, you know, what happens there can very easily happen here, especially with our healthcare system. But I'm seeing a report here that the number of patients attending accident and emergency rooms in the UK, or ERs, with flu soars by 60%. And they are having a GP crisis because patients cannot get in with their doctor. Now, I find that interesting that pneumonia and flu are rising when we're talking summer. But I think they're talking as a whole. And apparently, the big issue with that they're trying to stress is the illnesses that drove people to the ER, like worsening of the flu, a pneumonia, could have been prevented if these people could have gotten in with their GPs or their family doctor or internists. So figures show 250,000 admissions with flu or pneumonia to their emergency rooms last year went up from 158,000 5 years ago to 250,000. So because there's not enough doctors, which is something we're going to see with Medicare for All, and we'll have to talk about when I get back in July, but if you don't have enough doctors, then a lot of these little baby issues that could be big issues don't get addressed early on. Things fester, like infections could fester and turn into sepsis, or a lung infection could turn into pneumonia. And so the emergency room, which is already strapped and strapped for cash, are getting overloaded because of the whole domino effect of not that many doctors being there. So you guys are going to hear a lot of rhetoric about Medicare for All for the next couple weeks, and I'll try to, you know, give you my opinion while I'm away. But just hold your horses and don't vote on anything yet, all right? Until you talk to me. 1-877 Dr. Ellie.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.